Uh-oh.
Bing bong. Is this episode 10?
I think so.
Uh-oh, double digits.
10th episode, guys.
10th episode, hey. And for the first time ever, as in first time that someone's been on here twice,
the first time ever, we have a guest star who's been on here twice now.
We've been on here once. This is his second
time. Yeah, this would be twice.
Well, this is Andy. Why do we always end up like this? Hold on, I'm sorry. Andy is all the way on the far left.
Yeah.
Hello.
Andy.
Okay, never mind. It works, because you're on my left.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. This is how we should do
it. Thank you guys for having me back on. Actually, plot twist. I've actually been a part of these episodes all along.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been gone. Mm-hmm. And I just
He just doesn't talk.
I come in here, I don't say a word.
Yeah, he just sits in the background.
He just rubs my feet, both feet.
Yeah.
Not just one foot.
He goes under the desk and he puts lotions on my calf. Lotions? Lotion.
He puts lotions on his calf.
I put multiple lotions on.
Yeah, multiple. Layers them, because layers.
Layers
them.
I put layers on.
He puts layers on them.
You put layers from Minecraft Dungeons.
You ever play that?
No.
I haven't. I could download it.
You should do it.
Yeah.
They're making a Minecraft movie in
2021. I saw that.
Hey.
Question. I don't know how is that going to work? Like,
it's just animation.
Like, I'm going to make a plot out of that.
Yeah, how are you going
to... Yeah,
I mean, you can make a Minecraft super easy, super creative.
What
you can make
Minecraft
a plot out
story
of anything.
Mode? That's basically a movie.
True.
Basically, it's like, because it's like The Walking Dead, right? It's one of those
games
where like you basically like just it's quick time events and shit.
Yeah. And you have to like survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's survival mode though.
No. You don't have to survive. It's like an actual story. Like,
oh,
you
really?
Yeah.
I've never played that.
Yeah, it's
I've only
weird.
Done survival.
What I assume is it's basically just gonna be that, but you can't control it. So
you
I
just
can
watch it.
Very easily see this being a real thing.
Ooh,
yeah.
Very nice. Another movie. Sorry, Isaac.
No, it's okay. I was just gonna say. So sitting to my right is Cameron.
Oh, hey, sitting to my left, that's the Isaac boy.
Hi.
Sack boy.
Sitting to his left, if you haven't noticed, we've already introduced him. That's Andrew.
Hello.
It's me, Andy Rue.
Same time I introduced him.
Last episode, you said Andy Rue.
I did.
Andy Rue, because I have a pouch.
Oh,
Andy.
I've been in his pouch.
I got
actually.
Love handles. I got a big, I got a big belly.
He's got a fupa for days.
But in terms, I know we were talking about movies. I really want to see, what is it, Tenet?
Yeah, Tenet.
Oh,
I really want to see that.
Dude,
isn't that like a remake too?
Isn't that what?
Isn't like a remake or something?
Nope.
No, I know so Cameron's
completely original. My father has seen it.
Yeah,
he said,
"Chef's kiss."
Chef's
beautiful
kiss.
Movie.
Ooh, Chef Boyardee.
Kind of confusing though, which is no surprise. It's Christopher Nolan, right?
Yeah.
Second movie about things happening backwards, like Memento, and yeah, have you guys even seen? Have you either of you seen Memento?
We might have to have one.
I think it already is.
So everyone, we have a list of movies that Cameron and I haven't seen. I'm very uncultured when it comes to movies, unfortunately. I just don't have a ton of time to just sit down and really watch them.
Yep.
Either that, or I just choose not to. I love movies, but I just I don't
and we
watch
whenever
them.
Both of us have free time in the evening, which isn't often. But you know,
I'd say twice a week.
We sit down and we choose a movie from the list. List has gotten kind of big.
It has.
We're gonna have to start
give it a pause for a second and then just start kicking up movies.
Last week we watched The Martian.
Great movie.
How was that? I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen it?
With Matt Damon.
Great movie.
Yeah, super good. Super good. I had already seen it before. I've read the book. Super fantastic. Oh, the book's so good. Movie's pretty good. It's actually one of the first like movies where it's like. It's not horrible from the book adaptation, you know? Like, I can enjoy the movie separately from the book.
Well, I mean, I've seen multiple like that. Haven't you seen Percy Jackson?
Fuck that.
Best movie to book transition?
Don't.
Diary Will Be Kissed. Dog Days. Dog Days. The third one. When his voice gets all deep and he's like, Holly, you want to go to the dance?
You
want
to go to the dance with me?
And then Chirag is like, "Ooh, Mr. Hippie."
I'm so impressed that you even remember their names.
Dude.
Oh, Andrew's a fucking...
Yeah, you a die-hard Diary of a Wimpy Kid, man?
I had the cheese touch for about 4 years.
No way.
Shit.
No one touched me. Then eventually I just, like... tripped and I was like, someone catch me, and they caught me right before I hit the ground.
Based
like,
on that logic, I still have the cheese touch.
Who is the cheese touch now?
Some lady in JCPenney.
Fucking idiot. Nerd.
I know.
I was wondering. If you guys have the same thought too, I was one. Is this kind of a shared thought? I don't know. It's not something I've realized, but I think girls that might like you. I don't know how.
I'm gonna say this statement as if I know what I'm talking about
when it comes to girls. You know, like
wait
girls,
a minute,
like,
wait a minute, time out.
Yeah.
Are you about to bring up girls?
Oh.
On this podcast.
There's a simp button. Simp button. Or hit the simp button.
Forgive me, Lord, for I'm about to sin. Ooh, we all let it slide this time because of content purposes. So let's hear it.
We really need viewers.
Girls, girls laugh at just about anything if they like you, right?
Yeah,
like that's a, sign that girls like you. Like she's like laughing
she's
a lot.
Like, jokes. Oh, you're funny.
Like sometimes. Examples like I've said some really just not funny shit. Really, yeah.
just like
oh,
really like,
dude, the sky is like blue, and a girl will be like, oh.
I've actually never heard a girl's laugh that bad.
What?
I've never heard a girl's laugh before.
That's
that
not true, at all.
I don't know how to talk to girls.
No, that's not true at all, Andy.
Yeah, I make girls laugh.
No, Andrew makes girls laugh.
I walk into the room and they're like, he's funny looking. And I'm like,
look at the freak.
Damn it.
Welcome to the circus.
You're a fat girl.
Dance, monkey,
you
dance.
You aren't the clown, you are the whole circus, they say.
So,
I do agree, they do tend to laugh.
They do tend to laugh at a lot of stuff, which I was thinking about, and it really messes with my emotion realizing this, because it makes me think, oh, they're laughing because I'm funny.
Yeah.
But now it's like, are they laughing because I'm funny, or because they think I'm attractive? Or am I just fucking stupid? Like, what is it?
So it's like, are you laughing because I'm funny, or because you find some attraction to me, or...
Are you laughing?
Keyword, or am I just making a complete buffoon of myself?
Exactly. Or are you laughing because I'm just a
fucking
idiot.
Sometimes
I try, like, if I can make a girl laugh, like, pretty hard, like, the first time,
pretty hard.
I keep trying.
Really?
And sometimes I feel like I try way too hard.
No, I don't think you try too hard. I think you just start
to... The key is finding that balance. You know?
Exactly.
I think you just start to be like, oh, I'm trying too hard, and then you, like, psych yourself out. Because you're a funny guy.
Thank you, Isaac.
You're not funny looking.
Thank you.
Well.
Coming from this guy.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Fucking monkey man.
Yeah, monk. How big your ears are. Just kidding. You have actually very beautiful ears. I have big ears. Story time. When I was a child.
Story time.
When I was a child.
I had very big ears. Like, they just stuck out.
See, I feel like
big time.
I feel like that's how I was. I had very big ears as a child, and then I feel like my head just never grew.
I think you're pretty normal size.
My
ears, I feel like my ears are pretty normal size.
I think my ears are either normal size or they're a little small.
I think they're normal.
See, when you say that, that makes me think of those, like animated YouTube videos where they make, like, some dude... have like a really crinkled face and his ears are just tiny.
I don't know at all what you're talking about.
I don't know.
When you said that, I thought of like, you know, when SpongeBob turned weird.
There's that too.
When it was like, oh, this is a good show. This is a really good show. And then it got weird and they started doing those close-ups.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
things got really
nasty.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I think of like a black and white crinkled face looks really gross like that.
Black and white crinkled face. Okay.
And then the dude just has like really... tiny fucking ears.
Like Shrek?
I can't imagine
it.
I'm
but like not poked out.
I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine
it.
Sorry.
Well, fucking sorry, I'm just creative.
Sorry.
Dude, I loved it. It was
you know
idea.
those cartoon realistic drawings that you get at like baseball games?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, caricatures?
Yeah, even if you, caricatures. Even if you don't have big ears, why are they always fucking got
big
ears?
I don't know.
Ears,
they give you big nose and big ears.
And like, they give me huge teeth. I'm like, okay, fuck you.
And then your eyeballs are like peas.
Yeah, your eyeballs are real tiny.
Yeah.
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 Sometimes
compared
they'll make your
to like,
compared
yeah.
to everything else on your body, your face is normal. Your ears are fucking Dumbo ears.
Have you guys ever gotten one of those done?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I got one done. when I was like super little.
Yeah.
Threw it away immediately.
Really? You're like, I hate this. Like,
fuck this.
I hate this.
I did like a wanted poster one. Like someone drew like a wanted poster of me and my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. A new one that's on Snapchat is the anime filter.
Oh, I love the anime filter.
Makes me look hot as shit.
Dude. Yeah, I look good.
Hey,
I mean, I look good.
You don't even fucking like anime.
I don't. Well, yeah. That's not true.
Yeah, it's fucking Garrett who doesn't really like anime.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get into it. It's just because I don't have a whole lot of time to watch it. Yeah. I think anime is something you got to devote a lot of time to.
I just don't sleep. No, dude, like actual legit animes are like maybe like 12 episodes long.
Yeah.
Like legit.
Are they really?
Yeah. So they have like the animes that are like really long and like four seasons long. Like the one that I was watching, the Seven Deadly Sins one.
Mm-hmm.
That was four seasons long. It's not even done yet. But there's other ones that are like super short, and I feel like those are like some of the best ones to watch because it's not like a whole time consuming thing, and you can just like fucking get into it, and you're like, oh yeah, it was cool. Next one, you know?
Okay.
You know?
I don't.
I've got a couple. I can show you.
I know you do watch anime.
I do.
All the time. Isaac comes over here.
I watch night. Anime on their couch.
Yeah, at night I'll just walk out. Like it's 3:38. I walk out.
Go to the kitchen for a cold glass of milk.
Yes. Like the flat soda in my nightstand didn't do justice.
I got half a can of flat soda. At 3 a.m.
We've all been there. Oh yeah. I down that. I go get a Dixie cup of water. Walk into the living room. Isaac's just sitting on the couch, his eyes barely open. And then there's anime just playing.
Hell yes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. I wake up the next morning and I have to rewatch like four episodes.
The other week, Isaac spent 15 minutes just trying to figure out what episode he was on.
Oh no, that was so funny. No, and it was like fucking, I don't know if you guys watch Hulu. Yeah, like we do.
Yeah.
But like a lot of people, I don't know who watches Hulu, who doesn't. But Hulu has like ad breaks. And fucking, you start a video on Hulu, like a TV show or something. And usually, for me at least, it always starts with an ad. So we have to wait fucking 75 seconds to watch the goddamn ad.
And then I'm trying to fast forward
to where I'm at. Ugh. I tried to fast forward. I get to where I think I'm at. It's another fucking ad. And then it turns out I'm not even on that fucking part.
That sounds so frustrating.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. When Andrew says 15 minutes, he's being very lenient towards me because it was more like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Holy
I was God. Dying on the couch.
It was fucking terrible. Andrew's fucking throwing up.
Yeah. Last week, guys, actually for the past 2 weeks.
For the past 3 weeks.
Been in. Yeah.
This would be week four. Starting week four today.
I graduated, guys. I made it.
Congratulations, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm done. I did
Hell
it.
Yeah.
You no longer. Knock on wood. So for the past 3 weeks,
shit, you had pasta tonight.
Ah,
it's
dude,
gonna fuck with them.
It was spicy pasta.
It was some spicy Italian sausage in there.
Ooh, I forgot to take my
antidepressants.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The funny kid.
Sorry, that's what you said. You have to take my antidepressants. Yeah.
The funny kid gets home from school.
Yeah.
Takes his antidepressants.
Jesus
oh, that's
Christ.
The saddest. I saw like a meme of that, and I was like, "That's the saddest thing I've ever seen."
You know, being the funny one in the group.
Yeah, those videos always hit deep. They're like, when you're the funny one, you're the least attractive. You cry the most, and like it goes like in depth.
I think we have a very attractive friend group. I think we're all good looking guys.
The ones who cry the hardest come the most.
Come the most.
Oh, damn it.
No, the ones who cry the most come the hardest.
Yeah.
You know where that goes. It's genetic.
don't you just hate it when you come so much?
Ah. Jeez Louise,
don't you just hate it when you can't come for satisfaction anymore, but just for the serotonin?
That sounds like an addiction.
It does.
It just sounds like an addiction.
I don't think.
Do you think you guys are addicted to jerking off?
It's a very addictive thing. Like people get addicted to it all the time.
Yeah,
I don't like to. Fucking, I don't.
I don't like to.
I mean, I don't.
I've
like
been
to jerk off
four times.
Like I don't jerk off that much, but like when I'm like I really need some serotonin.
Okay, sure.
Like I had a great day at work and I'm feeling good.
Look at me, I'm not like everybody. I don't jerk off that much.
I don't jerk off for fun.
I fucking jerk off every day. Not every day.
No.
I used to
as well.
Yeah.
And then it stopped making.
Exactly.
It stopped feeling good. And I was like, I'm gonna.
Yeah. As soon as I discovered it, I was like, this is the greatest thing known to me.
It really is.
And then after like a month, I was like,
God,
who
like,
am I?
We're gonna give him a little fucking a little sausage to yank on. And if they yank on it for a long enough time,
shower thought,
makes them feel really good.
Shower thought.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The first dude. Jerk off. This has been like, yo! What the hell?
What do you think came first? Like having sex
the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, exactly. The chicken or the egg.
Wait, so
I don't know.
Like, I think, like the analogy. What do you mean by
so
that?
Like, let's ask Adam and Eve.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Adam and Eve. Do you think Adam fucked Eve first, or do you think he discovered jerking off?
I don't know.
I think he fucked first, and then he was like, I can fucking do this shit by myself.
He's like, this is amazing, and they kept doing it, and then she just kept telling him what to do, and he was like, Jesus Christ, and then he noticed he also has hands, and then he gave it a go, and was like, this is so much better. Because nobody's yelling at me to get a glass of water when I'm done.
Like, no one can yank my cookie like me.
Exactly.
It's a personal preference.
Yeah.
It really is.
I totally, absolutely forgot what we were talking about.
Y'all ever get hand drops?
No, fuck that shit, man. No one can jerk off better than myself.
I have. Not enjoyable.
No, it's weird.
Is it? I heard, like,
I
okay.
Not.
See, but, like, because, like, it's... I feel super awkward talking about this on a podcast.
Me too.
It's whatever.
I thought about sending this to my mom.
I still will.
Hi, Mom.
I thought about sending everyone to my mom. And then I decided not to.
Go ahead.
Fuck, do we want to keep talking about this?
Yeah, fuck it.
What was I saying?
Oh,
hand job.
No, yeah, okay.
Handies.
Like, what do you...
Handy Andies.
Just like, because like, when you... When she's, you know, going down on you.
Yeah, when she's going down.
Well, I mean, what
holy fuck.
No. I mean, like oral sex.
A blowjob.
Yeah.
He's talking about
I'm talking about my head, bro. Because like
that dome.
But like
dome.
Because like when you get dome, it's
the
cranium. It's a little easier to like. Not feel awkward because you're not like just gazing off and like she knows.
Yeah, no, that was the worst.
When you're fucking
getting
a hand job,
you're just like
she's just
is
fucking.
It just like, is it like silence?
I mean, yeah.
Is it quiet.
You're like, oh yeah.
It's yeah,
touch
exactly.
My dick.
I'm not gonna moan.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
weird.
Be like,
ugh! Keep stroking it.
I'm not gonna fucking
and then
say
you go, less nails.
No, okay. So I've only received one.
Okay.
And it was like my first like serious girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm super sorry if she hears this. But okay, I'll give her some leeway.
She's sweet.
No,
Rachel.
I'll give her some leeway because we were.
Was her name Rachel?
No.
Oh, okay. That'd be funny.
I'm not gonna say her name.
Her name was
she didn't know much about the penis, and I not much about a vagina. So you know what? I'm sure I did things that she didn't enjoy. She did this, and it really made me not like living. It's not the hand job. So, hand job easy, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. With her other hand, she goes in.
Did she poke your butthole?
No.
Okay.
She grabbed a hold of him.
Ah!
The boys.
The twins.
The
season two
now.
The
twins.
So, jerking clamps me.
I like your cut.
Exactly. She likes my cut. And after like 2 minutes, she's like, move him around
like those fucking stress
like marbles.
I like the stress balls.
So I have to like stop her and be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" It was the most awkward thing. She was like, "What?" I was like, don't touch those. And she's like, what else are they there for? And I'm like, I don't know. Not that. Don't do it.
They store what's about to come out.
Don't touch my balls.
And she was like, when you touch my coconuts.
Like, gentle with them. Like, if you're gentle with them, maybe. I don't know if that would feel good. No idea. I'm not into it. But she fucking was like...
She's like really just tenderizing those nuggets, man.
The defensive player on that wide receiver lockdown coverage was not going to let go of him. Okay?
Question, how old were you?
He's like, I was like 8.
This was freshman year? Freshman, sophomore year?
14, 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was educated back then?
I mean, I was educated because I had... like 8 years.
I was educated because my uncle.
I didn't even know about my. Oh,
I'm talking about like educational wise, not
what?
Not like. Just kidding.
I thought my peepee was like a propeller. I was like, is this thing making?
No.
Me
so fucking. Oh my goodness. I don't know if I told you about this.
Okay.
Naked body.
Naked people.
We used to go vacation to like California and shit like that.
Oh,
to, like,
nude beach.
My family. No.
Okay.
No. I was younger. This doesn't have to do with the penis. I just think it's funny. So I got pretty tan at the beach because we were there for like a whole like week and a half or some shit. And I got home and I had like this tan line. I didn't really know what was going on. I took a shower, tried to wash it off. Wouldn't come off. This was like
you had to wash off the tan line?
Dude, my first tan. It was my first time getting tan.
Okay.
And I came downstairs. I yelled at my mom. I go, Mom, I got dirt on my legs and it's not coming off. My family likes to make fun of me for that. Because I thought
you were just so dirty.
I thought I was white on my butt cheeks, and I would be white everywhere else.
Oh, you thought you were white.
I thought I was white.
That's funny.
I thought I was white.
Hey,
you're not.
You'll get them next time.
As a white male who owns the privilege, I want to tell you, you don't have it.
Shit, man.
Shit, fuck. Fuck.
Damn it.
I realized I was brown that day.
Oh. We all have those times.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes, for a while, I didn't actually seriously think this. It came to my head a couple times.
That you were adopted? Me too.
Yeah.
Actually?
Did you actually?
No, literally me too.
No.
Because I was so much darker than the rest of my family. My family is white.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Like, they're super white. And when I used to spend, like, my entire summer outside, like, hanging out with my friends and stuff, this was in, like, middle school,
yeah.
Elementary school. When I'm
when
like,
you went outside.
Yeah, exactly. When I enjoyed
Sunday.
Yeah.
And I would just get so dark. In fact, my freshman, you can see how dark I am in my freshman high school. Oh wait, that's senior. Freshman thing. I'm like dark. Like I do
that
not look
dark.
White.
You look like a child.
Dang.
Right.
He looks like Weston.
And I would get darker than that sometimes. Weston.
Weston who?
He was a year younger than us. Doesn't matter.
Oh well.
Oh, yeah, Weston. Yeah. I know Weston. I worked with him.
That he looks like him.
But anyways, I would get so dark, and none of my family would. And I was like,
for a little bit,
I consider, I was like,
Mom?
Not my mom. I'd never accuse her of that. I'd be like, I could be adopted, and they just haven't told me.
No, I mean, like, not like accusing your mom, but being like,
she's a great woman.
Mom, like, am
mom,
I adopted?
What
like,
the asking. Fuck is this?
Yeah. Mom!
Are you even my real mom?
No, explain.
He's like, explain this, Mom, if that's even your real name.
Because, yeah, I would always just look at myself and be like, yo, I could not be white.
Real quick story.
Mm.
Most embarrassing moment. Y'all ever called the teacher Mom?
Yeah. Oh.
I think,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I did, like, in middle school.
That, they
I think
make
that's worse than
mincemeat out of you.
I think
you
that's that. I think that's worse than telling the theater guy to enjoy his movie. I'd rather tell him to enjoy his movie than be like, excuse me, Mom. Miss Clarence.
I've done that so so much. Like,
oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, a great example? Dutch Bros. I just went over there a couple of days ago for reasons we will discuss later.
COVID.
And and I got a drink, and the girl at the window was like, all right, enjoy your drink. I was like, thanks, you too. And I like turned around and was like, fuck.
It's just like that panic is just like you're like what did I just do?
Exactly.
It's really funny I work at a gym, and so I work at the front desk, and it's really
kind
of comical
there.
To sit there and just be like, have a good workout, and they're like, thanks, you too, and then they'll like pause and just like kind of look off into the distance for a second, and then like shake their head and keep walking, and I'm like, got them.
Idiot. All of you. You're all idiots.
Yeah, but I'd rather say that. I'd rather be like, thank you, too, than be like, hey, Mom, and then it's your fucking teacher. I thought you were going to say you called like your boss today. Mom.
I still, my boss mom?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that would be funny, though.
Yeah, because he's a dude.
Dude, I still
well, do. Well, one of them is.
Yeah, true. Okay.
I still do that to this day. My professor will be like, okay, guys, do you have any questions? And I'm like, mommy! Hi, mommy!
Jesus.
Mommy, mama. Andrew, for the fifth time, I'm your professor.
I need a change.
It's Professor Mommy to you.
But I'm only free, though.
Only free.
Ah, shit. Speaking of dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like that. Have you heard that Logan Paul wants to fight Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
Not wants to. It's going to happen.
Well, I don't know if I should believe that, man.
Floyd Mayweather's been a little, he's like, yeah, hasn't really commented on it. But Logan Paul's like hyped up about this. And there was even an interview with KSI. You remember KSI, right?
Oh, you remember him?
Yeah, he said that Logan's dumb as fuck.
For real.
And everybody, yeah.
He's a, like, Logan, sure, he trains in boxing, right?
But Money Mayweather, dude?
Money Mayweather's undefeated. Exactly, and he's like, you know, he's like an actual, like, world-renowned boxer.
Yeah.
Not, I mean.
He's not another YouTuber named KSI.
Exactly. He's not another YouTuber.
Yeah, exactly.
So like he's going to get his not fucking shits and giggles ass anymore. Beat.
I don't mean this. In
first
like
round.
A, he's I don't done. Mean this in like any sort of racist way.
Okay.
It's a funny way to start a conversation. But y'all ever played Super. Wii Sports? One dude? That's me.
Oh, yes, yes.
Freaking, he came up. I just dropped the remote and left. I was like, goodbye.
Okay. Damn it. He's like, fuck this.
This man's going to give
done,
me the
1-2
rundown.
He's like, Mom, I knew you should have got me Wii Sports Resort instead.
Shoot. You guys ever get Wii Sports Resort?
Oh, I killed that game. The fencing game? That was my shit.
Freaking, I never got it. I always wanted to.
You son of a
ladies,
bitch. Sorry.
I know you're looking for a bit of a guy who takes risks. I can fly that plane into the volcano.
Oh my god.
And down and through the little opening on the side. That's I'm
so
a
hard.
Master
pilot. Hey, I used to be a fucking killer wakeboarder on that game, though.
Dude, I never actually tried.
The wakeboarding was fun.
Hey, you remember the normal Wii Sports? I'm going to talk about because that's all I had.
That's weird. I don't remember. I just remember Wii Sports.
Peasant.
Boy. So anyways, Andrew, the fencing thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, you ever do the storyline on that? Quit crying, you little bitch.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I think the resort was a little bit better.
It was because I played at a friend's house.
See, but like Wii Sports was still so fun.
Wii Sports
was fun.
Yeah, like I love to play. I was really bad at baseball, but I loved to play
the
baseball one.
I was great at all those games because it was the only game that I owned, so I had no choice. But
yeah,
I was great. I was kind of shit at bowling, actually.
I was pretty baller at bowling. Yeah,
I kind of sucked. But tennis.
Tennis was,
yo,
oh my god.
Dude.
I kind of want to play tennis now.
I kind of want to fucking see how much a Wii is to play tennis.
Dude.
That would be such a great fucking party thing.
Oh, yeah.
It would.
Oh, yeah. Be like, dude, just play some Just Dance, too.
That's pushing it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Four people playing Just Dance while everybody else is watching.
Yeah, kind of weird.
It's like playing, it's like two guys in their own house like hyping it up while their neighbors are just sitting on the couch.
Deja vu, dance, space.
I just did a little dance. What was that, Andy?
So like in, you know, there's the front guy in tennis and there's the back guy.
Yeah.
The ball gets caught
between the
two
guys.
It just
funny.
Goes back and forth.
That video is so great.
We're looking up the price of a Wii. Ooh, eBay.
Oh!
$27.
See how much a used one is.
That is.
I mean,
hey, if your name is
Mercari,
dude, hit us up. Give us a deal. We'll mention you on here.
Just a Wii.
Sponsored by Mercari.
No.
Oh, jeez.
That can't be right.
Wait, hold on. Click on the description. White inbox.
Guys, we
it's with sports.
Oh.
But that's too much.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
It says it's $240. That seems a bit pricey for a console that's
been outdated for like
been obsolete.
I think
I
sold
Mario Kart on it too?
Yo,
dude,
Mario Kart was baller.
The Wii.
Awesome. No. Okay.
I think it just gave me a virus.
Super Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros. If we get a Wii, we gotta get that game too.
Damn. We really out here thinking about buying
Jeez.
A Wii. Holy shit.
I would fucking do it.
Question.
Yeah.
I love the Wii. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was outdated by the time it just came out, like already?
Oh, no.
It was already
oh, God.
Outdated?
No.
Yeah.
I think it was so.
I remember when it came out. It was like
I think it
the
was
new
so
shit,
ahead of its
like,
time.
It's
remote,
true. It was, yeah.
I was so.
You could customize your Wii character?
Mm-hmm. Your me?
me.
You're me, am I?
My dad's me name was Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
I just named mine Isaac, and I made him bald.
So a new, oh wait, here, this one's just
refurbished.
Refurbished.
112.
That's not horrible.
That's not bad at all.
If we split it amongst the people who live in this house.
And me.
And you.
And Garrett.
And Gary.
Garrett. Garrett's a
we
little
know
questionable.
Garrett's
we know.
We know he's not an active man.
We know he's going
to buy a Wii.
Holy shit, we might buy a Wii.
You heard it here first, folks.
That would be pretty. That'd be pretty baller.
That would be pretty
baller. I'm excited. Y'all ever realize that, we've all played Kahoot.
Kahoot,
that online game. Okay, yeah. Kahoot.
We all know
in class.
Everyone knows.
It's great. It's a good time. It's fun. You put in wacky names like Barry McCockiner.
Ball Man.
Or sometimes you put in porn star names.
Sometimes I'll
and if the teacher deletes it, that's sus.
I wasn't doing anything.
That's copyright. Oh, shit.
Sometimes I'll get real bold. I'll put in my name.
So
my actual, like, Andrew.
I came to the realization recently that code is just, it's crack for kids at school. I think if you put any group of kids in a classroom and then start playing.
I think if you put anybody. I played Kahoot my first semester here.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Everybody went nuts.
It was great. Everybody was like, no fucking way.
Dude, I fucking love Kahoot.
I did Kahoot for my orientation class.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. But yeah, if you just like start playing that theme music,
everybody loses their
like,
shit.
You hear it? Like, yeah. I hear it walking through the halls and I'm like, ah.
That's
these
a good
guys.
Time in there.
So I would, when I play COD sometimes, Derek thinks it's fucking hilarious. I love it. During like the intermissions, I'll play the Kahoot theme song if we're shitting on them or if we're getting shit on.
That
and
is
I just hear
funny,
people.
Actually.
I hear people go like, oh shit,
Kahoot.
And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
That's pretty great. It's pretty great. You know what else is great? A little movie.
Crack? Yeah, a little movie.
Called Tron Legacy.
Tron Legacy! The best movie of 2010!
Goddamn movie.
Right. No, I don't know
so
if
when
you guys
I play
know
Call
this.
Of Duty.
Oh, okay. You play the Tron thing?
No, I try to get it out there.
Oh, yeah, he does.
That
he
Tron
really
is,
does.
Like,
that Tron's the best.
Like, if, let's say I'm not very into it. Let's say we're getting shit on, right? I'll just, when we go into game chat, I'll just be like, hey, y'all ever watch the greatest movie known to man? And it was made in 2010. Tron Legacy.
Tron Legacy.
Great, great film.
Great film.
Great cinematic
awesome
experience.
Movie.
It's like the
plot.
The plot is just
so good.
Amazing.
The character development.
The CGI, bro,
is pretty shit.
Dude,
but everything
the
else.
CGI, the CGI.
Yeah, what movies have the worst CGI?
Oh, hold on. Did you know that they're making a Tron 3?
I did. When is that supposed to come out?
To answer your
no
question, I don't know when that's supposed to answer your question. We watched a movie a couple weeks ago called Delta Farce.
Jesus Christ.
That probably had the worst CGI I've
it
ever
did.
Seen.
It did. There was a scene where they were in a goddamn...
airplane hangar.
Airplane hangar, yeah. And they,
oh, boy.
They CGI'd the...
Airplanes.
The airplanes behind them.
Ah.
It looked bad. Also, it was just a bad movie in general. Like, the writing...
It was.
Was
it was
horrible.
Just, I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes. It was
5%.
5%?
5%. Apparently,
wow.
That's not even the worst thing movies have gotten. So, who knows?
What is
who
the knows? Worst movie of all time?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Worst Rotten Tomatoes.
I would
Tomato
probably
games.
Say Tangled.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm only saying that because Tori says that Tangled is the best film of 2010.
List of films that have gotten 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it's like sequels to...
Yeah.
Like Jaws 4 or whatever. Mm.
Return of the Living Dead Part 2. I'm trying to see if there's any movies
yeah.
that I recognize.
Yeah.
Me too.
So far.
The Ridiculous
Homecoming,
6.
I feel like I've seen that.
The Ridiculous 6 got 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, really?
Really?
I thought...
Nuh-uh.
Max Steele.
You guys... Where is it?
Right,
oh,
there.
Right here.
Max.
Oh, never mind.
I thought it was
Real Steel.
Real Steel. Yeah.
No, I thought Max Steel was the dog movie that's just called Max. John Henry.
Yeah, these are all pretty shit.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, I thought this said Transylvania. It's Transylvania.
These are movies that no one enjoyed.
These are movies I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
No, Super Babies.
Super Babies.
Super Babies.
National Lampoon Gold Diggers.
All right. Enough looking at this.
Yeah, we're done.
Let's look up some porn.
Shower thought, real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
A two?
So, I was thinking the other night. I was eating cookies with some milk.
Oh, okay.
Was it warm or cold?
It was cold milk.
Okay. Okay, good, good, good.
Cold milk. Cold
like fresh
milk.
Out of the fridge.
Who drinks warm milk?
Michael! Michael the simp. The simpinator.
That fucking simp, dude.
I'd simp for Michael. His beautiful golden hair.
Oh, he's got a mullet now?
He's got a mullet now, yeah.
Bro, awesome. You missed it. That was a crazy night. That was a crazy... We all gave each other haircuts.
Everyone in the house got haircuts except for the guy talking right now.
Yeah.
Isaac!
Hi! Dang,
it's me. It's Andrew.
It's me.
It's me.
I've been on here for the past, I don't know, 35 minutes. but...
No, we all cut each other's hair. Super fun. First time I ever cut anyone's hair. Ben... Trust me enough for some reason.
Hey, his haircut looks pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does look good.
It's like from Adventure Time, the armor's.
You know. I know that episode. but cut Ben's hair, cut Will's hair. Kind of fucked up Will's hair, not gonna lie.
Oof.
He said he wanted a hard part, so I put a hard part on his natural part, which is like kind of.
Yeah,
there.
Normally where a part is. I mean, mine's like kind of right in the middle.
Yeah, mine's pretty high up.
Mine's just like fucking. In my head, I don't know.
I've never seen Isaac's hair parted, probably ever.
Oof, so. We don't want to.
He wears too many hats.
No, I just fucking don't do my hair.
I went to Jason's shop today, and he looked at me.
And
he was like, "What are you doing, dude? It's like 97
degrees. Why are you wearing a hat?" Yeah.
I feel like my mom called me a hobo today when she FaceTimed me.
You hobo.
You.
Yeah.
Hobo. You homo.
I'm a hobo. Homo. I'm a homo. Hobo.
But.
Eating
the cookies with the milk.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about it. So, after like 4 cookies, I was like, okay, I'm done. But do you guys think Santa Claus, after like 2 houses, he's like, dude, are you kidding me? I gotta eat these cookies again?
Yeah. Do you think Santa drinks warm milk?
No. Oh, shit.
You leave it out for him.
It gets way too warm.
Hold up.
Is room temperature milk the same as warm milk, though?
Room temperature milk is disgusting.
Okay.
Room temperature milk is worse than warm milk.
Yeah, I mean, warm milk is pretty bad.
Yeah.
We can all agree.
Room temp milk is...
It's
not the best.
Not the best, but it's not warm milk. So where do we put this room temp milk drinker category in? Not a simp. Let's put it in the "you're a bitch" category. There's three categories. Nothing.
Normal people.
Normal people. You're a bitch category, and you're a simp. Being a simp is being worse than a bitch.
Don't let the words fool you. Bitch may have a negative connotation. Simp, even worse.
And then there's a hero. A hero is any man that does his job.
There are no alive children in the eyes of the post. you're either a tot or you're
dead and you're an angel.
You're a bozo.
It's John Mulaney, stolen jokes.
John Mulaney jokes.
So anyways, Santa getting sick of cookies? Yeah, absolutely.
I would probably be sick of them too. I can't eat like more than like 2 cookies and I'll be done.
Kind of same, like chocolate chip cookies.
Unless they're like, there's like, really like...
If they're sugar cookies, I will eat them all
day
long.
Just the perfectly like soft, not too hard, but not too soft.
And they're small, like they're bite-sized?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean like even like you could buy like those $5.99 ones from King Supers.
Uh-huh.
That give you like the big box. I could eat like maybe like 4 or 5 of those ones. And then I'll be sick of them.
I think if they were sugar cookies and not...
If they're sugar cookies,
I could eat so many.
Yeah.
Dude.
A dangerous amount.
For people who, I mean, I don't know how many of you guys have heard of this little store called Crumble.
Ugh.
They make cookies and it's not good.
Sorry, Crumble, you're fucking disgusting.
Sorry, Crumble, but you're nasty.
Seriously, like, it's just so much
sugar.
They
load their cookies. I swear, their cookies probably weigh 4 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Those are some hefty fuckers.
And I can take maybe 2 bites of it and I'm like, just...
And then you just want to throw up.
I've never been so hungry, like, hey, I kind of want to get a cookie that has diabetes.
I want to eat a whole fucking just batch of, like, semen. I mean,
what? What?
Silicone. Sugar.
Sorry, say it again.
Sugar.
I don't think that might cost you.
Just a whole badge. What? Batch of sugar.
Badge?
Badge.
Whole badge.
Just a whole badge of sugar.
I got a badge. Badge.
Yeah, I said come.
Come. Welcome.
To the come zone.
Welcome to the zone.
Let's get back to this Logan Paul Mayweather thing. How long do you think it's going to last? How long do you think Logan Paul can be in the same ring as Floyd Money Mayweather?
I would say not even a round.
I don't... Well, it has to be at least... Oh, like you won't get to the end of the first round?
No, he won't get to the end of the first round.
Okay.
No, like he's like... They're gonna be at the meeting stage, you know, where they take pictures, shake hands, and...
Right there?
Money Mayweather's going to be like, hey, dude,
I'm
hyped to be here, and then... Logan Paul's gonna be like, you little pussy ass bitch! And then he's gonna like push him, and then Floyd Mayweather's not gonna move at all.
You know what?
And then he's just gonna blink wrong, and then Logan Paul's gonna drop.
Oh, I gotta sneeze.
Bless you!
Fuck you.
I can see the future.
fuck you. I think it's a smart idea.
Because he's like.
On Logan's part.
Yeah.
Because he's going to make
money.
Millions of dollars.
That's publicity.
Just get knocked out once.
Just get his ass beat, yeah.
Do you think
I fucking do that?
I fucking do that shit.
Because it's Floyd Mayweather. He's gonna knock you out in like two hits. So it's going to be done quick.
Yeah. Do you think
this gotten so much money.
Do you think this could be a publicity stunt?
Well, no, because like it was like acknowledged by Floyd Mayweather at first, too. And like they...
But it wasn't... Hold on. But it's not going to happen. My prediction? Not going to happen. Because wasn't he supposed to fight Antonio Brown, too, or some shit?
Oh, yeah, but Antonio Brown's a...
No, Antonio Brown was like, yeah, let's fucking
Antonio
do it.
Antonio Brown is very sick.
No, he's insane. Like, mentally.
Like Kanye West sick, man.
Like, just take your medicine, dude.
Like, yay sick.
Yep.
It's okay. Just it's okay
to take
your medicine.
Your medicine.
There was an SNL skit with Pete Davidson. He's like, I'm on my medication. Don't be ashamed of it. Like, if I'm flying a plane, the pilot's like, it's okay, everybody. I'm off the meds. It's the real me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what Kanye is
doing. You don't want that.
It's true. Like, just take
it. Have you seen all the shit Kanye is doing?
When he pissed on the Emmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I did not hear about that.
On Twitter. I'm going to pull it up right now.
He posted a whole ass video of him, like, just pissing on the Emmy. I don't remember what the caption was.
Did
he win? I think he said something like, we can do this all day or some shit like that.
He won an Emmy?
Yeah. And then he just fucking pissed on it. Kanye.
I saw.
Kanye piss Emmy. Kanye Emmy piss. Emmy piss Kanye.
Did Kanye West just piss on his Emmy?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
What's the caption say?
Oh, this isn't from him.
Can we just say though? The caption
says, did not expect to open Twitter and see Kanye pissing on a Grammy. Not an Emmy.
Grammy.
Sorry. But now we're here.
Can I just say he is very hydrated?
That is very clear piss.
Clear stream. Good job, Kanye.
Good job, Kanye.
Good job, Kanye.
Good job, Kenya.
Kenya, Uganda. Sorry.
Yeah, no, he's kind of fucking losing it. Losing.
He's losing it.
God damn.
He's off the yammies.
Losing it.
I'm
about to lose it.
Stumbling over everything I say. But he, him and Kim, do you think they're going to get divorced?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
They've been fighting for a bit, right?
Kim Kardashian, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show is ending. Do you think that's because of him?
Nah.
But he's been wanting that show, like, donezo.
Have you seen episodes with, like, him? Do you watch
Keeping Up? No, my mom does. So, like,
I've seen it a couple of times on TV. And, I mean,
yeah, fuck it,
I'll watch it.
Yeah, why not?
Guilty pleasure, okay?
Comedy gold.
I don't follow it, but there's been a couple episodes I've seen with like Kanye in them, and as soon as like Kanye can feel the cameras when they get on him, and he'll just be like, he won't say shit, and he like looks pissed off like all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Doesn't want to be there. Me neither.
Good morning, Kanye.
Shut the fuck up. I want to be that rich.
I do too.
Good morning, Kanye. Shut the fuck
up. Wake up, Mr. West.
West.
Mr.
Yeah.
West.
What else do we want? We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah.
Let's see. What other things we got here? Eminem's failed album.
Should we talk about that?
Oh shit, we can if we want. I gotta
wrap
this up.
If it's gonna take
so no, it will be super quick. Maybe depending on your viewpoints on this.
I wanted to hear this.
So Eminem, my boy, what is he to you?
It's the Slim Shady.
What is that? Like who is he?
Who is Eminem? He's a
what
rapper.
What would you classify him
the GOAT.
As? The GOAT?
Well, he used to be. I don't think he is anymore.
I think he's a very good rapper.
Yes. So, what was the album that he made before his last two?
How long ago was that? I don't pay attention to Eminem.
Exactly. Long time ago. Comes back. You know, you're already listening to him. You're like fucking features with Rihanna and all that jazz, good shit.
45 seconds with Paul McCartney? Wait, that's with Kanye.
Yeah.
Shoot.
No,
sorry,
fuck
guys.
You. Fuck you, Kanye.
I like Kanye.
I do too.
I like Ye.
I don't like him, but I listen to him. Anyways. Okay, so Mans goes however long with no music at all. Then he just drops this shit album.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. And then he's like, yeah, haha, just kidding, comes out with his newest one that, like,
banger,
blew that one out of the water.
What made, wait a minute. So
it was just terrible.
One of the Eminem albums looks like the Beastie Boys album.
I'm talking about Kamikaze.
It was his second Kamikaze album.
Yeah, it's got, like, the airplane.
That's the terrible one?
That's shit.
Okay,
And then he comes out with his newest album. Oh no, was it Revival? No.
Dude, I don't know.
Never mind. Anyways. So I think he did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. I think he came out and dropped a shit album and was like, here, you know, I'm back, ha ha ha, and everybody's like, wow, he's not the best anymore.
And then he
brings it home, man. I think he did that on purpose. Like, do you think that would make sense?
It could be.
I don't think he did that on purpose. I don't think that was his intention. But I think that'd be a cool
thing.
And I think that
if
anybody would have done it, it would have been him.
If you're rich
who would have thought about that?
Just to waste money and be like, I'm just gonna throw money away and
that's
make
not
people
even,
think I'm done, I'm washed up.
That's not even a flex.
Boom.
Just kinda like And you can't say it because no one would believe you.
Yeah.
You can't be like on the next album, be like, and that last album was shit because I wanted it to be. Like, no, everyone's going to be like, no, it was shit. You put it out, and then so everyone went, hey, that's shit. And you go, oh, sorry.
He did mention on one of his songs in, I think it's, what's that one song? He talks about, like, drug abuse. And he's like, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah, that song. But in that song.
Yeah.
You asked like a question, so I didn't know if you knew what it was.
I just said, I'm not afraid. I'm
not afraid. Yeah. I'm not afraid. Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the dark side. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyways, in that song, he like, there's a line where he's like talking about himself. And he says, in fact, my last CD was eh. And so. He kind of acknowledges that he didn't have the best.
See, but like, I think that's one of the.
Why would you ever put out something that isn't the best, though? Like, I try to make these the best I can.
I don't think we do.
I think
these are all horrible.
Shut up. Yeah, we definitely make these bad on purpose.
Guys, wait for the next episode. It's going to be. Going to blow the doors off.
Yeah, it's just going to be 45 minutes of us farting.
Farting and burping.
My right. Longest yeah boy ever.
And on that note, we're gonna end it here. Hope your drive to work was good.
Or your drive home from work.
Or your drive, or whatever you're listening to.
Maybe you're sleeping right now. Good
maybe.
Night. Sleep well.
Go get yourself a glass of milk. Wake up.
Hey,
it's time for work.
Hey, don't fucking put some ice cubes in that milk for Santa, okay?
Anyways. Goodbye.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you for joining
second
us.
Second episode with Andrew Boys.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Again, as always, go follow the Instagram. That is Bing.
Bing bong underscore boys.
We should post more.
Not a lot of action on there.
We say that every week.
We are going to.
All right. Well, goodbye.
Bing bong. Hey, guys. Just want to let you know, we're all going to go jerk each other off now.